This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you. Thank you, friend, here today for another edition of WGOD Radio. We're going to see where the Lord leads today. We're wrapping up today. This is part four of a sermon I preached a couple months ago at Island Community Church. Now, Island is a church that I pastor. If you like messages like this, and if you're looking or in search for a new church home, I invite you to come out to Island Community Church. We're a small fellowship. Lots of people love small churches. We'd love to see you. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island this week, and right now I'm in the middle of a series preaching through the book of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. We're in 1st Thessalonians chapter 3 here this Sunday. Sunday morning at 10:30. Love to see you. You are welcome. Normally we meet, and we will be meeting again starting next Wednesday night from 6 to 7. We're in the book of Acts. We're going to be picking it up at chapter 12 in our study in Acts next week. Here today, the dead church at Sardis, looking really at this famous verse 5. I call it the elephant in the room. When Jesus says, he gives this warning, this admonition, and it's a threat, you could call it. He says, to him who overcomes, that's certainly a conditional promise, a threat, call it what you want. It's a conditional promise to a certain group of people, those that overcome. To him that overcomes, I will not erase your name from the book of life, is what he says, but I will confess your name. What did he mean by that? That's what we're looking at. This is the last part of this message. Is it possible for you to lose your salvation? That's what we're looking at. And in this sermon, I'm making the difference between, well, I'm comparing the verses that appear to say you can lose your salvation. Ultimately, let me cut to the chase. You hear it, heard it here first. Can you lose your salvation? This I'll say. If you saved yourself, then yes. Not only can you lose it, you will. If you had just a little bit of goodness in you, if you have been holding on, waiting for the last minute, if you've done it, you bet you can lose it, and you will lose it. But if God has done the work, that's a whole nother thing. Here's the last part of this message now, the dead church at Sardis. Then comes the wicked one and catches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received the seed by the wayside. Imagine that. That right here in pew 7 is a devil. The devil. Sitting right here. Waiting for you not to understand something. And this is when you don't understand it, he comes, snatches away that word that was sown in your heart. Out the door as you go, shaking your head. And you're toast. I mean, who can see that? It's one of these mysteries of the kingdom. Next up, verse 20. He that receives the seed into stony places, the same as he that hears the word and immediately with joy receives it. But he has no root in himself, but endureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arise because of the word, by and by he is. There's our buzzword for today. The key catchword of 2015, what does it say? Offended. Everyone's offended in the world today, right? Everyone's offended. Everyone's offended at God, offended at Jesus Christ, offended at the Word of God, offended at Christians. Political correctness is destroying this country. Here, it's with your faith. Immediately, you see, once you stub your toe or break a nail, by and by, people are offended. Out the door you go, like Pastor Paul offends you, or his sister-in-law gets offended. Out you go, out the door. Or else maybe you run into, what are they called again? I'm a hypocrite at the church. Maybe someone didn't say how they loved your new shoes today. You know, I'm offended. Out the door you go. Oh, that church is just full of hypocrites. You know how many people I've met over 60 years old who were offended back when Eisenhower was president? And still won't go into a church because they're offended? Because someone offended them 40 years ago? You're all part of the devil's plan. You just can't see it. There's a spiritual fight going on for your souls and for your children and for people out here in the world today. Verse 22. He also received seed among the... He that received the seed among thorns is he that hears the word... But the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. There's group number three. Run into a bunch of money, buy yourself a big old boat, you see. You work 6 days a week, you work hard, hard-working man, but Sunday is your only day off. So instead of going to church, you're going to get in your boat. What's the old saying? Treat yourself. You ever heard that before? Why don't you just go treat yourself? And then you forget about the things of God. You don't go to church. You don't hear the word of God. Now you're out on your boat. And when the smoke clears, you've been taken out. You're on the sidelines. No longer useful to the master. I'm just here to help wake you up today. If you find this has happened to you, hear, repent, wake up, go back to your stones of remembrance and get it back. Get it back. And the last group, of course, is he that receives seed in the good ground is he that hears it and understands it and bears fruit and bringeth forth. Some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. That's what happens to people that hear the word. No, that's all five of these. Let me answer my question for you, okay? My own question. This is what the Lord has shown me walking my dog at 5 in the morning this morning. Okay? If salvation is left up to man, then you can lose your salvation. You hear that? This is what Pastor Paul says to you today. If you brought about your own salvation, then you can lose it. Just by jaywalking outside of this door here, good luck. If you saved yourself, if you just held on to just a little bit of goodness you had on the inside of you, if you brought about any of your salvation yourself, not only can you lose it, I'm here to tell you today, you will lose it. Did you save yourself? Now let's look at a couple more texts. Let's see what the Word of God has to say. Now let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 29, Darren. Romans 8, 29. Want you to see the difference. See, all those other texts are warnings by the Holy Spirit to keep you in line. Now, Romans 8, 28 and 29 says this. Notice the word he. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestinated, these he called. And whom he called, these he justified. And whom he justified, he glorified. Notice how much involvement you had in that. Donut. Zero. God did all of that. You did none of it. None. End result is verse 31. He says, what shall we say then to these things? What does it say? Right. Look out, world. Esposito's favorite saying. Look out, world. If God is for you, who can be against you? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who comes through this door to kill you. If God is on your side, look out, world. No one can harm you. You can't lose what God has done. One more place. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1, let's pick it up in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Then at verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace. Why did he save you? Right there. Because of his grace. For by grace are ye saved through faith. All right, verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. Verse 11. In whom we also have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will. Everyone understand that? So can a person lose their salvation? Answer. If you brought about your own salvation by holding on to some good that you've done, some good you have on the inside of you, if your salvation is your own doing, you can lose that and you will lose it. But if God has wrought the work, if God's called you, if God's chosen you, if God has forgiven you, if God has saved you, if God has justified you, if God is going to glorify you, if God has done the work and not you, you cannot lose what he has accomplished. And I'll leave you with this last verse. Salvation is of the Lord. Let's pray.
Thank you.
And good morning. You're listening to 91.5 FM. This is WMIE Radio. A little bit late here this morning. Thank you for joining us here. I'm Paul Esposito, station manager, and this is day four of our fall fundraiser here today. Now, today, at least it was supposed to start at 7 o'clock, and had a little problem here getting here by 7, but we're starting here now. The rest of the programming today up until 5 o'clock, everything is going to be preempted today as we are in the home stretch on the offering here at WMIE. Now, for those of you who are just tuning in, we have set aside this week to raise up $30,000 for this radio ministry to continue. It's day four now. We are at $16,555. That's where we stand. Our latest pledge, thank you, Leanne, who's pledged $25 a month. Longtime supporter. We thank you so much, Leanne, for your pledge. She's brought us up to $16,555. We have a remaining balance right now of $13,445. So normally right now at the end of my program, you'd be hearing